strong start from the trumpets, guys. Really appreciate that. I could stand a little bit more of the lower voices, maybe a little bit more tuba, a little bit trombone. Nice forte piano. Yeah, nice snare drum playing. Yeah, trombones, when we have our staccato articulations there, make sure that we're not, make sure that we're not stopping the note with our tongue, guys. Use a toe, T-O-H, or a do, D-O-H syllable, so that we are giving resonance to the end of the note, but not chopping the note off with our tongues. That'll still leave the separation, but will give us a bit more resonance and a warmer tone quality to the note as well. Yeah, clarinets, you're navigating this pretty nicely. Make sure that we're stagger breathing at the same time as our neighbor through that section so that we don't have a big space in our phrase. So we want our notes to connect and not have big spaces in between them, particularly when they're longer notes. Dotted half notes, make sure those are going either across the bar or into the next note that's after them. Yeah, so as we crescendo, guys, going into bar 49 there, make sure that we stay within our nice balance pyramid. The top voices are crescendoing a bit more than the lower voices, so it's causing us to go out of balance. The top voices will have an easier time crescendoing because it's just easier to do so and play louder on those instruments. Those bottom voices just need to work a little bit harder, and maybe that means the top voices don't crescendo quite as much on those things so that we can stay in balance on those crescendos. When you guys are playing it like a mezzo forte, the balance is holding a lot better. It's just as we start to go to the upper end of the dynamic range that we can work to maintain that balance. And I see your director now going over to the trombones and asking for a little bit more. And I would agree. I mean, I think you guys don't have to be shy to really play out in that setting.